Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready for more propaganda? Well, you're in the wrong place at the right time. Columbo Chronicles is for critical thinkers. Let's welcome the consumer advocate for justice. Here's the Rose, Rose Columbo.
Hi, everyone. It's the Rose Columbo, and this is the Justice Club on Columbo Chronicles Live. And today, I wanted to talk about justice is coming on the Justice Club because everyone is feeling the injustices and the legal abuses that have come against millions of people in America and around the world. People do not feel safe anymore. They do not feel that justice is for them, but against them in many cases, far too many cases. And when prosecutors and judges and justices and AGs, attorney generals, U.S. AGs, and the Department of Justice is funded by billionaires in six and seven figures, you have decided that there's something wrong in the system, the legal system. And in 2009, I wrote the book, Fight Back Legal Abuse, international Irwin Award winner that went viral global in global magazines, local and major newspapers, and on local and major radio stations. Only I found out at that time that even there are certain self-publishers who are also causing legal abuse and injustices against their authors. So everything has been step by step learning about the idea that justice is for all people. Equal justice, it does not exist. All people are not treated equally. All people are not equal. That is a beautiful concept which God intended the human race. But because men and women are born in sin, and until they reach the age of seven, they are innocent. But when they reach the age of seven, that is the age that parents and teachers and pastors and priests and rabbis and religious leaders around the world are to teach children right from wrong and the Ten Commandments. That creates a conscience. It creates the conscience of humanity to know right from wrong and be responsible for the free will and free choices that God gave them, because God will not force any human being to do anything, whether it's good or evil. He gave us our natural right to free will and free choice at birth. So tonight I'm going to talk about the essence of justice, and it's very, very important that you understand the essence of justice. And I'm going to read it right out of my book, Fight Back Legal Abuse, published in 2010. As I said, Irwin International Award winner, How to Protect Yourself from Your Own Attorney is the subtitle, because many times we find ourselves, those who are experienced in the legal system, or who have suffered injustices or legal abuse, actually having to protect themselves not just from the opposing attorney, but from their own attorney. So we'll talk about that on another show. And just to let you know, coming soon, hopefully before Christmas in 2023, is Fight Back Legal Abuse 2, Protect Yourself from Legal Abuse and Injustices. So watch for that and I'll keep you posted when that is published. You can also go to my website, rose-colombo.com, and check out my 5-star and award-winning books and are my most recent books, Dressing Up and Dressing Down. It's a blast from the past to the present, and it includes and globalism and outsourcing to communist China and third world nations and how it has affected the American fashion world as well as Milan, Paris, and UK. What would we do without the fashion industry and clothing? And we've seen many, many retail stores shut down and are still shutting down since 2019 because of the outsourcing and because of the lockdown, and people lost their jobs and their businesses. So there's also, what's the name of my lipstick? And that makes a great gift for yourself, anyone who is interested, men or women, or whatever, who enjoy favorite lipsticks or maybe lipsticks they want to buy in the present, as well as all cosmetics, skincare, and also events you can record in there, upcoming events, phone numbers of your favorite beauty professional, salons, emails, website. You can jot your notes down there. It has tips on skincare and so forth. It makes a fantastic gift because we all forget after we discard the product or the box, or we can't read the ingredients and the name of the manufacturer or the color of that product because it wears off. This is a great, great gift to carry with you to the store or keep on your desk and record, and also before you toss the box away or the product, and also to travel with. So the other latest book is America Under Martial Law? And as a longtime advocate for justice for 30 years, creating and hosting AM/FM radio shows on injustices, as well as creating and producing award-winning cable television shows, Women Fight Back, and Issues of the Day that hit the TV guide before the internet came along, I had to beat the bushes while I was leading a grassroots movement against injustices and legal abuses, especially in the family law court. But soon found out that injustices and legal abuses are very, very deep rooted on all levels of government and private industry and on Wall Street in many, many cases. So we're going to delve into those issues on another show where I will talk about injustices, legal abuses on the Justice Club on Colombo Chronicles. But tonight we're going to talk about the essence of justice. And it's straight out of my first book, my first award-winning book, Fight Back Legal Abuse, How to Protect Yourself from Your Own Attorney by Rose M. Colombo. So right after this important message, I will start in. So that dial.
Obamasaurus, the new book by Rose M. Colombo, is an updated version of a political satire that reflects the political roadmap of today's world, written with an Orwellian twist. Will humanity survive or suffer depopulation or extinction? Obamasaurus by Rose M. Colombo, available at Amazon.com.
The Justice Club is back on Colombo Chronicles Live Podcast. Join Rose Colombo at noon and find out what tips she will provide in a world of little justice.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Yes, listen up on blogtalkradio.com. And it's blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. And also, I have a new channel on YouTube that I've just been uploading recently. So I'd really appreciate you Googling YouTube and typing in Columbo Chronicles, and then you can scroll through and listen to your favorite author, expert, and topic. And please help me build up that website on YouTube, that channel, and subscribe, like, and share. Much appreciated to share this important information during these challenging times. So let's get into it. Straight out of my book, Fight Back Legal Abuse, The Essence of Justice. This author states, the essence of justice and injustice is dependent upon loyalty and secrecy. Furthermore, I state, it is the mystique of the law that provides the magical genius of how the laws are written. These are the keys that lock or unlock the door of knowledge and reveal how to implement just or unjust decisions. This essence creates the way for individuals to interpret the laws and allows a judge to use broad discretion, exercising judgment for or against those litigants who are rendered helpless and remain at their mercy. This secret brotherhood is dependent upon extreme loyalty, and they believe that they are obliged by their oath of solidarity to protect their own. The majority of people who are granted ultimate powers by the citizens or through appointment believe that they are privileged, and therefore they believe that they are entitled to hide from all their decisions by shielding themselves from judgment with the cloak of immunity. They meet in secret behind closed doors and decide who shall be granted mercy and who shall be severely punished. This brotherhood is similar to any elitist secret society group or religious organization that holds tightly to their tradition while avoiding public scrutiny at all costs. They use their minds to keep the wheels of profitable justice moving forward, and this elitist system provides job security and power for their own. They hold themselves above the law because they make the laws, interpret the laws, and they dish out justice for you and for me. They have ignored the rule of checks and balances, which is the only protection from absolute power. Too many public servants who work in the judicial system are violating the rule of checks and balances by entering all branches of government, especially the executive branch, abusing the executive orders, since it is the legislators, Congress, who are granted the privilege of writing and rewriting and making laws. Attorneys who enter our executive branch of government slant the scales of justice and trample on the rule of checks and balances. Remember, judges are lawyers. The majority of representatives in the legislative branches of government and judicial branch of government are lawyers. The Supreme Court justices are lawyers. Federal and state judges are lawyers. Public defenders are lawyers. USAGs, AGs, and prosecutors are lawyers. The trial lawyers and correctional officers are two of the most well-funded and powerful lobbyist groups in Washington, D.C. Oval Office during the Clinton administration was run by two lawyers, and the Obama administration is run by five lawyers, which include the Obama, the Clinton, and Vice President Joe Biden at that time. The country is being run by lawyers who make the laws, interpret the laws, and dish out justice for you and for me, and hold themselves above the law. For example, they exempted themselves from the health care reform bill, also known as Obamacare, in 2009 when Congress voted upon it. Politicians didn't read their own secret laws and obviously don't care what it means. Since politicians voted for such a law, unread, 2,700 pages, that in my opinion is unconstitutional and also a diversion from their fiduciary duty, dereliction of their fiduciary duty to read, to study, to review, to debate, and to make sure all laws are written according to the United States Constitution and also according to the will of most Americans, and that all laws are just, fair, equitable, moral, and have common sense. Did you know that all laws must include those items? Well, so what is happening that, in my opinion, unread laws are unconstitutional while holding themselves above their own massive legislation that they refused to read? They didn't know if it said all Americans will obey the CCP and the Muslim Brotherhood care and all KGB agendas that are being imposed. And the Speaker of the House said we must approve Obamacare so we can know what's in Obamacare. Does that make any sense to anyone with any common sense? Laws made in secret are agendas for specific benefits and can be a conspiracy for or against the American people and for those who are promoting them, which could possibly be in their best interest, especially if they are high power Wall Street billionaires who are donating 5, 6, 7 figures to high-profile American public servants, aka politicians, who forgot they are here to serve we the people, not the billionaires who are donating huge sums of money to their coffers to be re-elected or elected, or should we say selected and pre-selected, possibly pre-elected as well. So in or on about February of 2009, opposed Obamacare, and I wrote a blog that was basically appeared to be read on Fox News by their host and co-host. And people were calling me who knew about my blog and telling me, I think that's your blog. And that was okay because the information needed to be out, and I did not have a big mic on MSM. And I was not invited as a guest by any of them to explain my own blog. So, basically, the blog said that, well, the title was, Obamacare is unconstitutional and illegal. And I sent it to every congressman, every senator, including my own, and the justices of the Supreme Court. And I said that forcing Americans to purchase a consumer service or product against their will with their own earnings after taxes is like having an imaginary gun pointed at everyone's head, like a criminal who would do so and say, pay up or else. And it borders on extortion, because that is, in my opinion, double taxation. And in America, we choose what we want to purchase as a service or a product with our own money after taxes. And we are entitled to receive exactly what they promise in exchange for our money. But under Obamacare, because Congress said they didn't read it, and only Liberty Counsel and myself and a few others actually read it, it also included rationing and denying health care even after you're forced to pay up. The federal government actually had no constitutional authority, in my opinion, to destroy the private healthcare industry and group insurance by employees, which made healthcare insurance very reasonable and affordable, because the affordable healthcare was not affordable for most Americans, and especially healthy people who didn't believe they needed the federal government's health care. But if you recall, if you didn't sign up, even though the computer system wasn't working, you would be punished. And if you didn't pay up, you were fined, according to the news, and some people who became victims of not having the money to purchase Obamacare after taxes were fined $2,500. And so when you talk about Obamacare rationing and denying health care to the Americans, it appears to me that, number one, that should be unconstitutional, illegal, and unlawful, because health care is paid so that you get the best care to remain healthy, not have bureaucrats decide who will be able to receive an appointment, an early appointment, emergency care, or a visit with their doctor. And if you recall, veterans died during that time, couldn't get in to see their doctor because of the rationing and denying of health care. For the first time in American history, it was totally downgraded back to the original HMO that they created during the 90s that granted administrators the right to make the decisions over your health care, whether to give you a wheelchair, whether to give you crutches, whether to allow you to be x-rayed by your doctor, whether to allow you to get any kind of treatment or service or prescription from your doctor, because it was dumping patients for big profits. All about taxes, double taxation, punishment, fines, penalties if you don't obey. And they didn't tell you that there was euthanasia in it. And euthanasia means, which they're doing now, that they can pull the plug on you. And really targeted the elderly as they targeted the elderly under the lockdown in 2019. And you couldn't go in and see your parents and your grandparents over a flu. All flus are contagious. All colds are contagious. All colds can turn into a flu. They can turn in the cold and the flus can turn into pneumonia. 550,000 Americans die every year, approximately, from the flu and pneumonia. Very difficult to determine what type of flu it is, because so it's easy to use a flu to say everyone in the country must be vaccinated because it's contagious. Well, so is a cold, and a cold can turn into a flu, and the flu can turn into pneumonia. And every year, people isolate at home. They don't go to school. They don't go to work. They take care of themselves at home. They don't shut down their businesses. They don't lose their jobs over a flu or a cold. But remember, they denied quercetin. They denied HCQ, and they denied ivermectin, which are been around for decades and decades and decades. And even ivermectin was also used for horses as well as humans, and doctors used them for flus in the early stages, along with or HCQ, to help cure the patient. So he didn't end up in the emergency room on a ventilator. And you could go visit your parents and your grandparents and in ICU where diseases and illnesses are contagious. You put on a hazmat suit and you get to distance from them from the bed, and you put on the gloves and the paper shoes, and you're allowed to stay in there, tell them you love them so they can see you at least, and they can talk to you and know that you were there before the plug was pulled. So there are many, many injustices and legal abuses that are happening through healthcare, through the American Bar Association, through the federal government, open border policies, where the diseases and COVID, foreign illegals from third world nations were coming into our country with COVID and other diseases like measles. And many, many border patrol ended up getting COVID or other diseases from the open borders that the government, especially since 2009, allowed all of these third world foreigners who were non-vetted, unchecked for health care, just allowed to come in and change detain and deport to detain and release and spread those diseases in the USA during a pandemic. So if you want to talk about legal abuses and injustices, you can start with Obamacare, in my opinion. And by the way, my blog was read on the congressional floor in part with my name on the record. So I didn't make this up. You cannot make up this stuff. So God bless you. God bless America, and God willing, I will do another short and brief topic reading from my book, Fight Back Legal Abuse, award winner, 5-star review, went viral, global, 2010 published, and I will read more from that book again soon. So God bless you, and God bless America. And remember, injustices can happen to you, and they can happen to me, But together, we can make a positive difference. Remember, you are never alone when you tune into Colombo Chronicles and the Justice Club. So until we talk again, this is the Rose signing off and wishing you a very pleasant.
Well, my friends, time flies. And now is the time to say goodbye. Thanks so much for being part of the Colombo Chronicles family. You are appreciated. Please do it now. Bookmark. Push that like, share, and follow button. Oh, and don't forget to comment below and stay in touch. Make your family part of the Colombo family. Until next Wednesday at noon, remember, God loves you, and so does the Rose.